Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today, talking about the future of the beef cattle industry with Jim Mintert after this.
Oklahoma. Not all of us are cowboys, or even own a pair of cowboy boots. We're not ashamed of our roots. We're just not the types to be defined by what you think you know about us. At AFR Insurance, saying we're from Oklahoma is still the best claim we could ever stand behind. AFR Insurance, protecting Oklahoma autos, homes, farms, and lives since 1905. To find an AFR agent near you, visit IAFR.com.
Thanks for calling Big Tobacco.
Hi, I received this bill saying I owe $548 for smoking-related expenses.
That's correct, ma'am. Smokers miss more work, which costs Oklahoma $1.73 billion in lost productivity per year. Also, smokers get sick, costing another $1.16 billion in medical expenses. In taxes alone, that comes out to about $548 per Oklahoma household.
But I don't smoke.
Whether you smoke or not, every Oklahoman pays the bill.
I'm not paying this bill.
Actually, you already did. Thank you for your call.
Hello?
We all pay the price. Learn more at stopswithme.com.
It was expected that 2011 was going to be the year that we started turning around and rebuilding the mama cow herd a bit in these United States, starting to retain heifers and all of that. But then the drought conditions hit the southern Great Plains, and two of the biggest mama cow states, Texas and Oklahoma, were decimated. And now we're going to be probably seeing an even smaller cattle herd than ever before when the next inventory comes up at the end of this month. Dr. Jim Mintert of Purdue University says the reality of the beef cattle business today here in 2012 is that it is a smaller industry, a smaller business than, say, 10 or 15 years ago.
And, you know, from a long-term perspective, the negative side of this is that what we're talking about is a smaller industry. You know, the cow herd and the inventories continue to decline. And, you know, what that really means from the industry perspective is there's fewer opportunities, right? If you think of it in a very personal kind of a perspective and think about, you know, is there going to be an opportunity for succeeding generations in a particular family to continue in the beef industry? As the industry shrinks, there's going to be fewer of those opportunities. It doesn't mean that the remaining people in the industry can't make money, but it does mean that there are fewer opportunities, for example, new firms and young people, et cetera. So that's the downside of what's taking place. As we've ratcheted up these production costs, one of the ways we're recouping that increase in production cost is by putting fewer pounds in front of consumers. But the downside of that is it means it's the industry in the aggregate has been shrinking. Now, to the extent that we can put fewer pounds on in front of consumers by increasing exports, well, you know, that's a good thing, right?
We mentioned a moment ago about the drought conditions of 2011 in Texas and Oklahoma. Dr. Mintert, do you think that the folks that had to liquidate their herds partially or in a lot of cases totally, are they going to come back?
I don't think they're out forever, but I do think it's going to create some challenges at the individual firm level. Some producers will not come back into the industry. The pasture lands that they manage will likely remain in the industry. So in other words, will the animals come back? Yes. When moisture returns, we'll go back to grazing those pastures and harvesting those forages. But who owns the cows could change. Typically what happens in this kind of a situation is we tend to see some consolidation take place. And, you know, that's one of the things that's been taking place in the industry for some time. It's taken place much more slowly in the cow-calf sector than it has in other sectors of animal agriculture. We'll probably see some consolidation take place. And so there will be some people that simply exit the industry and don't come back.
Dr. Jim Mintert. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
The Roger Mills County Cattlemen's Association 34th Annual All Breed Bull Sale will get underway at noon on February 4th at the Cheyenne Ag Pavilion in Cheyenne, Oklahoma. Selling composite bulls, Angus bulls, Horn Herefords, and Red Angus bulls. For more information and a sale catalog, just call Linda Lucas at 580-497-7366. Don't miss the Roger Mills County Cattlemen's Association 34th Annual All Breed Bull Sale February 4th in Cheyenne, Oklahoma.
That's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes.